This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Where else are we? 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, this is interesting, all right? Uber is going to stop requiring sexual misconduct victims to use arbitration and sign non-disclosure agreements. Apparently, Uber's ride-hailing service has had some issues, from what we understand, of people allegedly being attacked. And it's going to give U.S. passengers and drivers more leeway to pursue claims of sexual misconduct. Apparently, it has a reputation for brushing aside bad behavior, according to L.A. Times, and this is something that needs to be fixed as Uber and Lyft and these ride-sharing services are now kind of the wave of the future. You don't have to pay as much money for a cab ride or a car service as you could just take an Uber. So this shift announced just now will allow riders and drivers to file allegations of rape, sexual assault, and harassment in courts and mediation rather than being locked into an arbitration hearing. So Uber, its headquarters is San Francisco. It's also going to scrap a policy requiring all settlements of sexual misconduct to be kept confidential, giving victims a choice of whether they want to make their allegations public. So apparently this is a conciliatory step, they say, from Chief Executive Dara Khosrau Shahi. He was hired last August amid a wave of revelations and allegations about rampant sexual harassment in Uber's workforce, a cover-up of a massive data breach, stolen trade secrets, etc. So this person has vowed to do the right thing, repair damages, etc. And now they're going to do criminal background checks on U.S. drivers. They're going to add a 911 button for summoning help in emergencies. And it's going to give victims of sexual assault or perceived sexual harassment more options. So Uber does have to take this seriously. You know, one concern I had, and I talked to my husband about this too, you know, because like, well, just take an Uber, or just take a Lyft, or just take a... And I'm like, but I don't know if I want to get into a car with a stranger. You know, oh, don't, you know, and I hear people all the time, no, no, because you can, you know, watch them on their app, and they give the name of the person, and they give the car, and so, you know, somebody can trace you down. And so I'm like, okay, that's good, but, you know, is it safe? And everyone's, oh, you don't hear of any, you know, rapes or assaults. You don't hear of them. See, you don't hear of them. Just because you don't hear of them doesn't mean they didn't happen. It's like if a tree falls in a forest, does it make a sound? If it doesn't make a sound, did the tree fall? Well, yeah, you know, yeah, the tree fell. The tree made a sound. Stuff happens. And so I like the idea of us knowing. Now, where this gets sticky is if somebody wants to claim something that happened that didn't. Yeah, the driver made a comment. Okay, well, what did the driver say? Well, the driver said that the location I'm going to is next to a strip club, and he giggled. Well, was there a strip club next to the building? Is that, yeah, but I found that very disturbing, and I was offended. That's sexual harassment. Okay, so, I mean, what I would suggest be done is don't just say, oh, yeah, there was one sexual harassment case. Explain what it was. Somebody said, yeah, it's the building right there next to the, curvy women club. Tell us exactly what it was. You know, that's a big issue we're having in this day and age where people have on their records, you know, sexual harassment, sexual assault, and, well, what exactly happened? Did you touch somebody? Did you rape somebody? Sexual assault is a whole range. Not that any of it is good, but I see sexual assault, I think rape. Sexual assault might have been, nah, I smacked him on the butt. I was like, get to it, just like in football, I smacked him on the butt.
That's what we did in football. That's what we just saw in the NFL yesterday. And that's sexual assault. So, as an employer, as your future employer, I'd kind of like to know, you smack somebody on the butt, that same sex type of thing, all right, guys, let's get to it. Okay? Still not good, not okay, but that's a hell of a lot different than it being rape. But if that's the same term being used, we need to specify. So same thing with Uber. If somebody was raped by an Uber driver, I mean, we need to know about that. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. STD cases are at an all-time high in California. We're being told that the number of cases of sexually transmitted diseases in California reached a record high last year. And they are really concerned by a spike of stillbirths due to congenital syphilis. More than 300,000 cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis were reported in 2017, a 45% increase from 5 years ago, according to the data released by the California Department of Public Health. Chlamydia and gonorrhea are most common among people under 30. Rates of chlamydia are the highest among young women. Men account for the majority of syphilis and gonorrhea cases. We're seeing a huge spike in syphilis in homosexual male populations as well. So if left untreated, obviously you can become infertile with chlamydia and gonorrhea. You can have ectopic pregnancy, chronic pelvic pain. Syphilis could lead to blindness, hearing loss, neurological problems. Pretty dangerous stuff. And yes, you could die from these if you become septic. I mean, it's rare, but yeah, you can. But now they have 30 stillbirths resulting from congenital syphilis. This is the highest number reported since 1995. So what's going on? Well, is it professor of medicine at UCLA, Dr. Jeff Klausner, says it was the decimation of public health infrastructure since the 2008 financial crisis. They said funding was slashed a decade ago and hadn't been restored. So maybe it was a recession. Others think more money have to fight STDs. Here's the thing, people. Condoms are out there, and condoms are available. If people are having unprotected sex, or they're hooking up, I like to blame social media. I like to blame these Tinders, Grinders, where you could just hook up. I think people are having a much different attitude towards sex. Now, you could get an antibiotic pretty quickly. You could go ahead and get yourself treated. Whereas in the olden days, you got an STD, you'd have to, it would be a pain in the butt to try to go to the doctor and get some help. So, scary stuff, especially since now babies are dying. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say a disease that affects pigs could potentially spread to humans and other animals. And this is not an easy virus. Scientists first identified the porcine Delta coronavirus, PDCOV, in Hong Kong back in 2012. And in the years since, farmers and scientists have found it in Canada and in the United States. Now, currently, they don't think it's a human health concern, but it turns out that it can infect human cells. So in a paper published yesterday in the Journal of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, researchers demonstrated that the virus could infect human cells as well as the cells of cats and chickens. Now, this PDCOV appears to be limited to pigs at the moment. Scientists suspect that its sudden appearance in 2012 occurred as a result of host switching, where the virus mutated to where they could infect pigs.
even birds. So it causes diarrhea and vomiting in pigs, could also be fatal, especially in the babies. The virus's probable history, coupled with aspects on how it infects cells, they say, now are making scientists worry that it could affect human health. They say in tests on lab-grown cells of humans, cats, and pigs and chickens, researchers found, I apologize, I'm having some issues with the computer, they found that the virus infects host cells via a specific receptor called aminopeptidase. When a virus attacks an organism, it does so through a protein receptor. If it could get through this receptor, it gets into the organism. They say the important thing about aminopeptidase N is that it's not unique to pigs. They say the aspect of this viral infection suggests that this PDCOV, like SARS or Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome, which are also coronaviruses, could soon cross host populations. It only takes them a little while to figure out how to get through. I don't know if you guys have heard the book Ready Player One or seen the movie, but when the bad guys, it just took a matter of time for them to figure out how to break the code. And that's kind of what this virus could do. So they say binding a PDCOV to an interspecies conserved site on aminopeptidase N may facilitate direct transmission of PDCOV to non-reservoir species, including humans, potentially reflecting the mechanism that enabled a virus ancestral to that to breach the species barrier. So you see, we are breaching species barriers. This is what concerns me about any virus. These viruses are some scary, scary stuff. You know, some of you will say, well, I don't get it. You know, why don't we panic about bacteria? We do, but we panic about bacteria in a different way. Bacteria release toxins. They cause damage. They spread. They mutate. Viruses, very interestingly, can cause very fast death, like we've seen with Ebola, etc. But they may only survive in certain hosts, like flu. You can't really give your dog your flu, per se. Dogs may have their own flu, although now we're being told that it's starting to spread. But like pig virus, avian flu virus, etc., usually these things are kind of isolated and individualized to their species. But these viruses know how to mutate or they know how to adapt. And viruses are a force to be reckoned with in nature. And these things want to survive. So if they start to figure out that they cannot survive in a fish or a bird or a pig, they're going to try to find new hosts. And it's not that they have a brain to think about this. It's not that they sit there and go, all right, well, I need to think about this. It's not that they do that. What happens is they're jumping around us all the time. We get exposed to stuff all the time, and our immune system fights it off. But there may be one super virus, rogue virus, that goes, whoa, 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 guys, look, I got in. I got in. So when it replicates, it has new viruses or bacteria that can get in. And now we have a new species of virus. So it's, or subspecies. It's scary stuff. So, you know, am I worried about this pig virus? No, I'm worried about all viruses. And how are we on the antiviral front? Not really doing a lot. These viruses are so different and so unique. You can't attack them like we do antibiotics. Antibiotics are a hell of a lot easier to make. So we'll keep you guys posted. So usually I go, you know what? We got a lot of good people working on this. We got a lot of researchers working day and night. We're good. All right? Until I see a story like this. Scientists were able to suck a memory out of a snail and stick it in another snail. Now, can they, like, get back on the job with this virus thing? No. Apparently, there's a new study suggesting that some memories are stored in the genetic code and that a genetic code can act like memory soup. You suck it out of one animal, stick the code in the second animal. And the second animal could remember things that only the first animal knew. This is some serious science coming out of UCLA, where they extracted RNA, kind of a genetic messenger molecule, from one snail and planted it in another snail. Then they say, according to Life Science, they dribbled that same DNA over a bundle of loose neurons in a petri dish. In both experiments,
the recipient, either the snail or the petri neurons, remembered something that the donor snail had experienced. Now, what was it? Well, they said the memory was simple. They say the kind of thing even a snail's reflex-based brainless nervous system can hold on to. It was a shock of an electric zap on the tushy. They say when Aplysia californica sea snails get zapped in the tail, it sends signals through other simple nervous systems to retract the parapodia, which is a little tail. At the signal, the little fleshy flaps hanging from their little snail bellies retract. Shock a snail often enough, it'll remember that it's been getting zapped a lot lately, so it'll take its little parapodia and retract it for longer and longer periods of time. This was a simple behavior based on simple memory. Now, I have to admit, even though I would rather these guys be working on this new virus issue, I think this is pretty damn cool. So, all the recipients were exposed to, all that they were exposed to was this RNA from a trained animal who got his tushy zapped a lot versus an untrained animal. And when the RNA came from the snail that hadn't been zapped, the memory recipients acted naive and they kept the little parapodia out, even after a zap. But the snails exposed were like, I'm going to protect my little tushy. Although you wonder if this parapodia, you know, resembles something different than a tushy. Anyway, me, I couldn't retract my, I got a tushy. Hello, tushy! So, it knew. They say when the neurons were bathed in RNA from untrained snails, the nerve cells' reactions were shorter and less intense. Whereas the ones who knew, the neural cells fired wildly, telling their non-existent parapodia to retract. Apparently they have serotonin in them. So, what does that mean? That means we could possibly inject certain memories into other people. So, you give somebody else your DNA. Well, somebody could say, well, what about blood? When you donate blood, isn't there DNA in blood? Yeah. Yeah, there is. I don't think you pick up their memories. I would not want anybody to get my memories. Oh, my gosh. You would be like, man, I need some help now. So it has to be specific RNA, according to this study. I don't know. I think I'd like a lot more privacy. They'd be like, Dahlia, really, really? All right. Dirk. Yeah, Dirk. Dirk was a nice memory. All right, we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So two surgeons in China are planning the world's first human head transplant. Yep, Sergio Canavero is there. Italian scientist Sergio Canavero and Chinese surgeon Xingping Ren plan to deliver a jolt of electricity to a body with bolts attaching its head to its neck. They say the technique can let patients with spinal cord injuries and paralysis walk again. Now, apparently they performed trial surgeries on two cadavers, and people have been upset about that, but during an 18-hour procedure, Chinese surgeons showed it is possible to successfully reconnect the spine, nerves, and blood vessels of a severed head. One Oxford University neuroscientist, however, thinks it's criminal. There's nothing short of criminal. But Professor Ren wants to give working brains to people whose bodies have died. They want to give people new bodies. Now, Sergio Canavero had come up with this idea a while back, and they have been waiting to do it. And it looks like they're moving closer. I'm scared. That's scary stuff. 1-877-DACADALI.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, last week, four men from the Big Island of Hawaii got in trouble. They got busted because they received cease and desist orders. Why? They were removing lava rock. That's a big no-no in Hawaii. Interestingly enough, when I was near Pompeii on Mount Vesuvius, they told us to take Mount Vesuvius lava. They said, do it. In Hawaii, you can't, but here in Italy, we want you to. Take it home. Take some lava. So we have lava from Mount Vesuvius. It's kind of interesting. But in Hawaii, no, it's a big no-no. Apparently, the men were cracking large chunks of a pahoho lava, stacking it in a place, and taking it out of the forest reserve by the truckload to sell to hotels and homes for rock boundary and decorative walls and fireplace. And they say at one time at least one of the men had a permit from the DLNR, Division of Forestry and Wildlife, to conduct commercial rock collection. But officers said it expired 8 years ago and was not reissued.
So Enforcement Officer Edwin Shishido has been leading the team of officers investigating what he calls theft of natural resources. They go in, crack the lava, all the flat rocks, the real nice ones. When they don't see law enforcement officers around, they load up with the trucks onto flatbeds and leave. Apparently, they get anywhere from $800 to $1,000 for a load of rock. Now, here's my thing. Okay, the Molina Loa Forest Reserve has this sweeping vista of lava on the eastern slopes or whatever. Okay, I think lava is beautiful rock, but any lava that caused people to, you know, have to escape and flee, you know, or die, to me, I don't think I'd want in my house. I would be a little, to me, that's a little creepy. You know, I mean, I am a little nervous about having Mount Vesuvius lava, knowing that that Mount Vesuvius eruption killed, right, a bunch of people. So, yeah, it's cool to have the lava, but I don't think I could decorate my home with it. Anyway, they're making some big bucks. Speaking of big bucks, doctors are back in the news, being accused of, again, the opioid crisis. It's us doctors' fault, really. Why? Because drug companies give us perks. All right? Like $1,000 in perks. And that's why we have the opioid crisis. Are you kidding me? So according to this new study, they say doctors who accept perks from companies that make opioid painkillers are more likely to prescribe the drugs for their patients. Are you, I mean, just blow it out your butt. They say the money in question paid doctors for meals, consulting, speaking fees, and travel expenses. All right. I'll read you the study, but then I will blow it to pieces in terms of what is really going on. I get so mad when I see this. They say, typically doctors receive less than $1,000 per year. Less than 2% of physicians get more than that. So many doctors probably believe such relatively small amounts are not influencing their practice. But they say they do. The drug industry trade group, PHRMA, would not comment, or pharma, would not comment on the findings. Because it's stupid. They say opioid prescription rates among physicians receiving perks rose by 9%. In the year following payment, including OxyContin and Vicodin. They say, unlike prior investigations that are focused on the impact of huge payments to a small group of doctors, now we found this is more subtle and much more widespread. While we see a trend for a small drop in the number of opioid prescriptions now being written by doctors, that is not the case among physicians who receive an opioid marketing payment. So they're saying, getting food or speaking on a drug is going to turn you around and make you what we call a doctor. And I don't want to say the word. And I really disagree. Now, let's say I was asked by a pharmaceutical company to speak on a drug. And I told you, I was asked to speak on two different drugs. One, I had to deny. After going through the training, I'm like, I can't really get my heart behind this one. I believe it was called Exubera. I got to double check. It was an inhaled insulin. And I just didn't think it was going to fly. You couldn't give it to asthmatics or smokers. And the average person doesn't like to breathe something in. Unless, you know, an asthmatic, they're used to it. Like, give me the inhaler, I got this. Or a smoker maybe is more inclined. But when you couldn't use the drug on those two patient types, I'm like, you're not going to get a person who likes pills to take this. Well, but maybe they'd rather do this than a shot. I go, I just don't see it working. And I never spoke on it. I went through the training, but I never spoke on it. So if I can't get behind the drug, I'm also not going to write it. Yeah, they paid for my travel expenses to learn how to talk, to learn how to speak on the drug and learn everything about it. But when I did, I'm like, I can't get behind this. And the drug ended up going off the market. So I wasn't wrong about that one. The other drug I liked, I thought worked well, was Symbicort. And I gave a couple talks on that, not a lot. And yes, you get paid for your time, absolutely. And I liked this one because it included a beta agonist, long-acting beta agonist to help open up the airways, and a steroid. And Symbicort did really, really well for my patients with asthma and COPD. And so with something like that, I was like, okay, you know what, I do like this drug. And if I like a drug, I'm probably going to be more inclined to write it. So, duh. When you speak on a drug, you learn everything there is to know about that drug. You learn the side effects. You learn the pharmacokinetics, the pharmacology behind it, the chemistry. You learn so much about it, so you get more comfortable with it. So, yes, I would probably write that drug more than something else. Why? Because it works. Why not? If the insurance company wouldn't pay for it, then fine, then I'd write something else. You know, I don't think I ever spoke on Crestor. I wish I would have, because I really like that cholesterol medication. Some of you say, well, gosh, Dahlia, you seem to write Crestor more than Zocor. Yeah, of course I did. I like Crestor better. Yep. Well, then you must have gotten paid by them. No, I didn't. I didn't get paid by them. I like the drug. What doctors do is we are inundated with all sorts of literature on medications out there. I mean, just inundated. And so when we have to prescribe, we kind of come up with our favorites. Not because we're lazy, but we just notice, you know what? I don't like the side effects of that one. I don't like the cost of that one. I notice my patients do well on this. Now, I don't treat all patients with the same medicine, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to use this for this. I'm going to use this for this. And you come up with your own little toolbox or your own doctor bag. And this is what I like to use, and this is what I'm comfortable with. And yeah, I'll be open to new medicines. But those end up being the ones you like. Now, what ends up happening is a pharmaceutical company will go and they will notice that you write the medications. And yeah, maybe they'll want to give positive reinforcement. But a lot of them will say, look, do the samples help? And I'm like, yes, please bring more samples. Because then I could start the patient on it while they're waiting for their prescription. And for any of you that have ever had to fill a prescription, me too, having samples of it at home is awesome. Because if the pharmacy is delayed or you're on back order or you just can't get to the pharmacy, you have something that can tie you over. I love samples. I love having samples at the house, but my patients love samples. So, yes, samples are important. And so the pharmaceutical company is going to come and bring samples. And they may say, look, are you thirsty, hungry? Do you need anything? We'll bring something. Yeah, well, absolutely. You're bringing me free food. Yeah. But I'm already writing the drug. I'm writing the drug before. So when they want to try to blame the opioid crisis on us because we got some free coffee or we got a lunch or we were trained on the ins and outs of the drug because we're speaking on it, that's stupid. People are dying from opiates because they're overdosing. And they are making a decision to take too much. Maybe they're a victim of being addicted to something or overly tolerant. But I really doubt it's the lunch that a pharmaceutical company brings a doctor that is the root of people shooting up heroin and dying. And I need the media and I need researchers to stop wasting time on all these other stupid side stories against doctors and come up with the real reason people are dying. Duh! 1-877-DOCTORDELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we are being told over and over again, more exercise is healthy. We need to walk at work. We need to exercise when we're at work. And I agree. All right? We can't be sitting at a desk for 8 to 10 hours. That doesn't work. Okay? Increases the risk of obesity, heart disease, diabetes, dementia. Well, now a new study reported by Time Magazine, published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, says not all movement is equal, and that some physical activity is associated with a higher risk of dying early. Peter Konen, an occupational health researcher at VU University Medical Center in the Netherlands, and his colleagues looked at 17 studies that investigated the effects of job-related physical activity. The studies included more than 193,000 men with varying levels of physically demanding jobs. Konen found that those who were the most physically active on the job had an 18% higher risk of dying early compared to people with less active occupations. This is very contradictory to what we think. But maybe what it is it's a difference with your leisure time physical activity. They say we think physical activity at work during leisure time are two really different types of exercise with different physiological outcomes as a result. They say people who exercise for recreation generally stay active for about an hour. They take breaks when they're tired. Yet people with high demanding physical jobs are performing labor-intensive tasks for hours with few breaks. Maybe that raises heart rate and blood pressure, right? But burdens people. And the stress may be hurting their heart. Having heart rate and blood pressure high over the entire day could be stressing the heart. They say on top of that, people with physically demanding jobs may not be getting the type of exercise that's actually beneficial for them. So they're in double trouble. Now, the study cannot distinguish between the reasons for early death among the people who are physically active at work. Maybe it's because they live in areas with higher pollution. Maybe they have higher stress. Maybe they're eating like crap. You know, because they have a physically demanding job, they're outside a lot. So they have to just grab a burger and they can't sit down and have a salad at their desk. So there's a variety of things. Maybe it's because they come from lower socioeconomic groups, which already has a higher risk of early death, so we don't know. But thinking that you're working all day protects you, and you're being active all day protects you, not necessarily. And, you know, I told you guys this years ago. I said that if you walk around at work and you're busy all day at work, that does not necessarily mean you're going to lose weight or be in shape. Your body gets used to it. You actually have to have separate workouts. I told my patients this for years. They go, but Dr. Wax, I work all the time. I am walking all the time at work. I am running around all over the place. I should be skinny. And I'm like, I get that. I know you do 12,000 steps a day or 5 miles. I get that. But your body's used to it. You have to still do a separate workout. And my patients wouldn't believe me. I'm like, well, look at your weight. Something's not working. You have to do something separate. So maybe that's what's going on with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Very interesting, people. Apparently, there were hidden pages in Anne Frank's diary. The diary of Anne Frank, the little girl that had to hide from the Gestapo, the Nazis, when during World War II and during the Holocaust. Apparently, they found a couple extra pages in Anne Frank's diary, revealing risque jokes and her personal thoughts on sex and prostitution. The Anne Frank House Museum said the Jewish teenager appears to have covered up the pages with brown masking paper because she was worried that other people in her hideout would read them. They shined a light through the paper and photographed the pages in high resolution. They have managed to read the text on two covered up pages in the diary. Now, Anne died in a Nazi concentration camp before she turned 16. They believe these pages were written between the ages of 13 and 15. So, they say the Anne Frank Foundation said that this discovery helps explain her adolescent interest in sexuality. She seemed to be a normal teenager. So, apparently she and her family spent 2 years in hiding in an Amsterdam canal house in an attempt to avoid Nazi occupiers during World War II. They originally were from Frankfurt in Germany. They left the Netherlands when the Nazis gained control in the 30s. And then by 1940s, the Nazis had occupied the Netherlands. They were trapped in Amsterdam. So they went into hiding in a secret room at the back of her father Otto Frank's office building. And then they believe that she and her family were discovered by Gestapo officers in 1944 after a tip-off from an unknown informant. She died from typhus in the Bergen-Belsen Nazi concentration camp right, like, days before it was liberated. And Otto Frank was the only family member to survive the Holocaust. He returned to Amsterdam after the war. He was given Anne Frank's diary. It had been saved by a family friend. It was then published in 1947.
And that's where we got Anne Frank's diary. That's being reported by Daily Mail. Oh, crazy stuff and tragic. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say half of U.S. women are bitterly afraid of giving childbirth or giving birth. 4 million women give birth each year in the United States. And most women have some level of fear about labor and birth. Well, yeah. Well, duh, obviously. But scared to death? Women, that's kind of what we're supposed to do. Our bodies are designed to make babies. That's why we get a period. That's why we have a uterus. That's why we have a vagina. Our bodies are designed to get pregnant. That's why we have to do all these things to not get pregnant. The opt-in or the opt-out or the default, shall we say, the default is us getting pregnant. If we avoid sex, use condoms, use birth control, maybe we'll avoid being pregnant. But that is what we are evolutionarily designed to do. Other women fear that their healthcare providers are not going to treat them with respect or kindness. Some worry that their baby will be healthy. They say while many women are able to cope with it, for some women this fear is more difficult to manage and may impact their birth. Okay, ladies, you've got to toughen up. Researchers from Scandinavian countries demonstrate that 5 to 20% of women have significant fear of childbirth. They say those with fear of childbirth have longer and more challenging labor. They more likely need medication to make progress. They need C-sections, have more dissatisfaction with the birth, may take longer to adjust after the birth, maybe may have more postpartum depression. So, one small study said 50% of women in the U.S. experience significant fear of childbirth. So, what does that mean for you or I? Well, I don't know. Okay? I mean, it's just a part of life. And, you know, I think we have this anti-pain, anti-boredom, anti-work attitude right now in society. And I knew that when I gave birth, it was going to be a blood-curdling, screaming, fingernails on the chalkboard sort of, you know, moment. And I was in labor for 5 days with my first one. It was horrible until I finally got my epidural on day five. I was miserable. It was so painful. Yet my mom had 4 children with no epidural. So I went into childbirth knowing that. I didn't need pain medicine. They didn't give us an epidural. I had to give birth the normal way. It's like, yeah, Mom. And Daddy had to be in the waiting room. I couldn't have your father in there. I'm like, I don't know if really Corey would be that much help, to be honest. It was nice having Corey there. Corey didn't want to be there. You could see him like, I can't do anything. It really stinks for the guy. It really does. They can't do anything. You know, I think I'd much rather be the one to go through it than to watch somebody else go through it. And we see it in the movies. And the person goes, ah, and then, you know, the baby comes out. It's 2 seconds. They don't go through the whole, oh, gosh. Childbirth stinks, people. That's just the way it is. And then you forget about the pain and you love the baby. That's just life. When are we going to kind of get used to what life is supposed to be? You can't, you know, modernize life. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
He'll
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.